This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Hey guys, we just wanted to let you know we have our live done recording on Tuesday, April 9th at 7:30 p.m. at Caroline's on Broadway. So get your tickets on their website and use the code DONE for $11 tickets. That's a deal, dear.
And we have an amazing lineup. We have Benny Drama, who you've seen on Instagram, who's amazing and who's been on our show. We have X Mayo, who's been on our show. I think everyone's been on our show. Mike Kelton, who's been on our show, and a very special guest singing a song.
I'm in. So come to our show.
Oh, and remember to bring a dun because we will be asking for it.
Yeah, bring it.
And we're back. I'm Derek Hatz.
I'm Betsy Kenny.
And this is Done.
It's a podcast about things people are done with.
You got that right. People are done with lots of different things.
So how's the show going to go, Dara?
Well, Betsy, we bring on a guest. They bring three things they're done with, and then we talk about them at length.
Sounds about right. Let's get her going. Wow, that was good.
Now I get what it feels like to be a sports announcer.
I was like really hyper and scared at the same time.
Yeah, same.
We should look into that because we'd probably be more successful.
Yeah, we might. We might have a chance at anything else.
And also, we never told everyone, but our second career path is going to be real estate.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I think we might have mentioned that already.
Oh, okay.
We're always looking for other more lucrative ways to make money outside of, you know, being a comedian or actor.
Okay. Hi, Dar.
Hi, Bets.
I'm really excited to be here with you tonight.
It's been a little bit.
It really has. So how's your week going?
My week is fine. How's your week going?
Week is going good. I don't know if I've mentioned this on here, but I'm getting married. Mm-hmm. And this something inside of me, I never thought I'd be this type of person or bride, but I'm like,
something has changed within me.
So I...
Oh, we need to talk about that.
No.
Okay.
Okay. So I asked my friend, Anna Caligari, who we all know, Anna, where do you go? Because where do you go for facials? You have the best skin I've ever seen. She told me she goes to Joanna Vargas Salon, which is a really popular...
like celeb one, right?
Celeb. She's like a skin lady.
Doctor.
For the celebs. But she has this like spa here. So I went and I get this crazy facial. It was way too expensive. And the lady at the end goes, okay, Betsy, your skin looks beautiful. She shows you a mirror. My skin looked like it was hacked apart. It looked so scary, and I couldn't believe she tricked me. So then I go to the counter. They go, do you want a package? And I go, you know I do. I don't know what happened. I totally am buying into it because it's making me feel like I need it. So I spend so much money, Dara. I'll never expose how much because it's just too much. And then I'm at the counter and she's trying to upsell me on masks. And I go, how in the hell, Dara, could you?
I'll take them.
No, they were $80. I couldn't, not after that.
A mask for $80.
So then I went back this week and I didn't realize that they upgraded me because I spent so much money on the packages and they were electrocuting my face and it was dancing out of my skin. My face muscles were
twitching
like crazy and it made me want to throw up. At the end, again, she goes, Betsy, your skin looks beautiful. I looked again, raw. 10 out of 10. Raw. And guess what, honey? I'm going back in a month.
How many more do you have?
I don't know. Like,
you have too many for your wedding. Like, your wedding soon.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be getting these past your wedding, which in the rules like bridal beauty is against the law.
No, no, no. I'm going to ask to get other things and get them all before then.
Okay.
So that's the update with that. I'm a little peeved that they're trying to upsell me when I've already spent my fortune there.
That's what they do. They try to get you to just buy more and more. Well, and you're just like, working. Of course I need to buy more. And
then I go to a shoot today, Dara, a commercial. The girl who shows up, very nice if you're listening. All what she puts on my face, all Rite Aid makeup. Illegal. Clogging it up.
Of course, that's what they use.
No, they usually use nice makeup.
They use Bobby anything Brown, they get for free.
Laura Mercier, honey, Maybelline CoverGirl inside of my pores. I'm backtracking now.
It's all the same chemicals.
You think?
Mm-hmm. Unless it's like a clean beauty thing.
Like Lush.
Yeah, or like anything you get from like Credo or Bare Minerals or
okay,
whatever.
Well, when everyone sees me,
Your skin looks good. And we'll get to that. We'll get to the comments.
We'll get to our comment from the guest.
Yeah.
Okay, Dar, now hit me with it.
Well, I know no one said it, but I do look
amazing.
I look less hairy than usual.
I was thinking that. I didn't know what it was.
So another makeup artist on a shoot told me, like, where I get all my information, I don't vet it. I just go straight to the website they tell me to go to. She's like, you need to go to Groupon and get Baird Monkey Laser. It's like cheap. It's great. So I go on Groupon. I order a lot of these. Okay. I get like 3 Groupons.
Mm-hmm.
You can get.
And Groupon is hard to navigate for me.
It's nearly impossible because it's from 2009 when it peaked. And for me, it's like going back home because I haven't been there since 2009.
Same.
And it's just strange territory, but it's really useful for a lot of stuff.
Yeah, escape rooms.
Okay. So I'm there. I'm getting like a large area. I want to do my calves.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to do a small area, my mustache. Okay. Mm. And then I show up at this place on a Friday night. This is my plans. 8 p.m. Friday night, laser hair removal. Leave my husband and dog at home to do this. And I'm really excited to, like, just get this done, whatever. And they pull me aside. First of all, it's like a factory. Like, there's so much action.
It's like a doctor's office. Like, there's just curtains and people are going in and out.
Yes, it is a clinic. Mm-hmm. And it is packed at 8 p.m. on a Friday night. Like, all different girls from all walks of life are like, no, what's up?
Because they want to be bare naked ladies for Friday night with their babies.
I got 3 words that you said to me.
Chicken, the Chinese chicken, just on repeat.
So they're playing that nonstop.
Amazing.
And she goes like, Dara, can I talk to you really quickly? And I was like, sure. Pulls me aside and is like, you bought too many Groupons. And I was like sweating because I was nervous because I felt like I committed a crime. And she's like, we don't allow for this many Groupons. And I was like, but.
Wait, like at once or in
like,
total?
You can only use one Groupon because it's such an insane deal. And I just was so embarrassed that like I like bought so many Groupons for this one.
So did she let you get it?
She let me use the Groupon money towards another area. Like, I could only use it on one.
No.
I could only use one Groupon. It's the policy.
Oh, so what are you going to do?
I use that money towards another. How they do it, it's like too complicated to explain. They do it by area and whatever.
Okay.
And so I'm like, I'll put this towards this. And then they're like, well, do you want to become a member? And I'm like, of course I want to become a member. And I go, after I pay, I'm like, wait, what does being a member mean? And she explains it to me. It makes no sense, except if you want to go there, it can help you in some way, Betsy.
Okay.
So.
Oh, you get a little kickback.
I don't get a kickback, but you get something for free.
I am interested in trying it, and I will go to this same place on a Friday night.
Yes.
Okay.
So,
great.
And then she lasered. Have you ever lasered hair removal?
No, I heard it feels like a burning rubber band smacking you over and over.
The leg one, because they use such a light laser because it's such a big area, felt like a massage, and it was amazing.
I really want to see it.
Well, it like falls out, so it doesn't like.
Oh, okay. Because like, I really want the leg.
And I don't understand. They're like, and don't like shave or touch this area or like whatever, but shave before you come in. And I was like, I don't understand this.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. But like, I highly recommend it.
I really want it because when I was getting my makeup done once, I think I told this when Caroline Cotter was on, this happened to both of us and we both witnessed it. The makeup artist said, do you mind if I, and I thought she was going to cover my mustache up with like makeup. Mm-hmm. And she shaved it in front of 20 people with a razor that had a flashlight on the end and was really loud. So, and it was in front of a bunch of comedy people who I knew.
What
and
she razor shaved. Has a flashlight on it? For what?
It's like for a mustache. It's like.
But in a
it's
cave?
It's like a nose one, but it's flatter. It was yeah. like zzz, and Caroline Cotter has a video of it.
That we, is so
because
funny.
We couldn't believe it.
Oh, my, do you mind? Do you mind? And you're like, sure.
And you're like, yeah, what are you going to do? And then I didn't think you'd shave off my mustache in front of 30 people. And Luann, the countess, was there.
Oh, right. Yeah. And Luann's like, I do it all the time.
We'll get to her ass. Okay.
Anyways.
I mean, no, we won't.
But... So I'm a member and you're a member and you get some benefits from me.
Okay.
So you're welcome.
Okay.
Is the point.
I'll let you know what I get for free. Maybe my bunghole. I'm kidding. I like to get it waxed. It feels good.
That's called a small area.
Not on me, honey. Okay. Oh, like, don't act like you've seen it. Have you? Have you?
Why did you have to make this literal? No, I haven't seen your bunghole.
You, one time, I felt something in my butt or like something was hurting and I thought I had a hemorrhoid. So I bent over in my long mirror in my room mm-hmm. and I was staring at my butthole and I looked out the window and my neighbor was watching me look at my butt. In my current apartment.
That's like.
Like they weren't staring at. They must have just walked by and then was like.
Why are you. Why are you forgiving them for staring at you while you were staring at your bunghole?
Well, I mean, how could you not?
Because they. You should call and arrest them.
No, Dare. I stare at them.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, one time I was at your house and I saw someone step into a shower in another apartment. Oh, yeah, and I've never
they
felt dirtier.
Curtain. They put up a curtain.
One time when I was babysitting my neighbors, I used to like babysit right next to them, like our next door house neighbors. And they were like, yeah, like, and remember at night, like, close the blinds, Tara, because people can see in. And I was like, oh, my God. I never closed my blind that, like, was oh. right next to their kid's room. And I was always, like, walking around naked.
Wait, I love staring at people, though, like, through windows.
You.
Voyeur.
Yeah, you have a problem.
The movie. Okay. So, what we love about this show and about you guys is that you submit your duns to us. So keep submitting your duns to us on our Instagram, @dunpod, on our personal Instagram. Keep sharing the love.
And keep sharing how angry you are if we don't share it, because that actually does work.
Yeah, it does work and it does happen.
I'll start.
Other people's duns, not mine, not yours. Other people's duns, not mine, not yours.
Okay, Matt, this is crazy. Matt is done with tambourines. And I have to say, introed me to this idea in February, got back elaborated on the idea recently, saying you can hear tinny sound over everything else and everyone thinks they can just pick one up and play it. It's a lethal combo. Everyone wants you to shut up, but no one's going to say it.
It's really hard. It's a hard instrument to play.
But when someone plays it well, like when there's like a muse at a concert playing it for like.
Like in Fleetwood Mac.
Yes. It's like, now that's a tambourine.
I agree. I'm in. All right. But when it's bad, it's bad.
And when it's bad is when someone in a short story class in college wrote a really creepy story to all the lyrics to Mr. Tambourine Man. And he asked me to like edit it for him. And it was so creepy. It's like never left my
no,
soul.
I can hear it in my mind. Richie is done with croutons, bro. Get your hard bullshit out of my soft salad.
Really?
Richie, I like a crunch.
I like a soft crunch, so I kind of get it. Okay, David's done with people who come back from vacation and say, it was great to get out of the city.
Yeah, I know. I'm stuck here all the time. I, like,
I can't
I'm with
leave.
Them. Casey's done with a nice lamp costing even over $25. What the fuck? Everything should cost under $25, especially lamps.
especially lamps. Jill is done with her duns not being featured on the show. Why aren't they good enough to be? Why aren't they good enough? I'm done being rejected.
Is it Jill Case? She sent. She had already sent one that was somebody had already done.
Oh, well, that solves that mystery, Jill. I have to say, Jill, for my birthday, got me a silk pillowcase.
Okay.
And it's an anti-aging pillowcase.
Yes, I heard about these.
Yeah, so everyone should get one.
It's also your birthday week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sarah Grace is done with people replying to long texts saying K.
Well, I'm not, because that's how I express that I'm upset.
Yeah.
Lincoln is done with paper straws. He's also done with going to weddings where I don't know either the bride or the groom.
Oh, me too. But the paper straws, Link.
He's naughty. He's naughty.
Then drink it with your teeth. Holly's done with when you say you live in East Williamsburg and then they yell over you, you mean Bushwick?
Yeah, that's rude. As someone who lives in Bushwick, that's rude to everybody. Carly is done with influencers. I think everyone's done with influencers.
Wow, those were some other people's duns.
Not mine.
Not yours.
Wow. Well, now I'm so excited to welcome this guest. It has been an odyssey to get you sitting in that chair. And when he came, he demanded the lighting be changed, which has never happened before on this show. And now we have moody, nice, warm lighting in here. So
you know them. You love them. John Wan has been a guest on many Oh Forever Dog podcasts, like Seek Treatment, like Beyond with Mike Kelton. And you know them from performing all over town and drag as Kiko Soiree. Give it up for John Wan.
Hello.
Hi, honey.
How are you all?
Hi, John.
Thank you so much for coming.
I love that you suddenly have a bang.
Thank you. You know, this is the gift of a high pony.
Is it because we weren't doing a bang?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. You could have just asked.
Statistically, 1 out of 3 have to bang.
I know. I heard that.
Yeah, you heard it.
Now, I just have to remind you to remind the audience what you kind of told me and Betsy a little earlier.
Yeah, sure. You mean when the lights... So after I turned off the lights, I noticed...
Okay, without that caveat.
Oh, okay. After I put down my bag and I sat down in my chair, I looked over at you two and I thought, wait, you guys have really nice skin today.
That means the world.
It really does, because you, and I was thinking about this on my way here, have crystal clear skin.
Oh my god, no.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, get
what
out.
Are,
what no, are you I doing? Do not.
Okay,
I feel like
now
I'm
you're
always breaking out.
No.
Okay, well, you tell it to me again.
Okay, well, what are
Once
you doing?
Once we turn the lights down.
Are there any tips and tricks we should be doing? Or are you someone who's like, I barely wash my face?
I barely wash my face. No. You have to, I think you have to have a regular routine, right? Your skin likes routine. You have to eat healthy. Also, just keep your skin cleanser simple, right? Like, don't go crazy, and definitely don't exfoliate every day. I think that's a common mistake people make. Exfoliate maybe once every 3 days. Mm-hmm. And in between, use a gentle skin cleanser. I just use Cetaphil.
I knew you were going to say, I just use Cetaphil.
Cetaphil makes a better feel.
That's what their bottle should say. I just use Cetaphil.
I just use Cetaphil.
And I actually love to try skin products. Like, I love to go to Koreatown and just try a bunch of things. You know what I mean? Some serums, some lotions, some cleansers. And I was using a green tea cleanser for a while. Mm. It was good. But then I got too sick of the smell.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just went back to Cetaphil.
I just found out about a new Korean skincare line. It's new to me. That everyone's like, you have to get it. And I've been trying the SPF every day, and it was only $15, and it's amazing. And I think it's called, is it COS RX or COS?
That sounds right.
It's literally amazing, and I meant to tell you about it. It's like The Ordinary, but for super cheap Korean skincare things that don't have like that many bad ingredients.
Sure.
And you can buy it in a lot of places in the city. We'll talk.
Do you know where I get my skincare, my face lotion?
Where?
Trader Joe's.
Okay.
Okay, pin drop. Well, famous.
No, it's because I'm jealous.
It's because, yeah, I I don't have access to a Trader Joe's, really.
Same. You don't have any access? Like, what?
There's
no
one
access.
Over here.
Okay. Well, I have one near work that I go to sometimes during lunch. And their, like, their SPF face moisturizer is great. There are no parabens, no sulfates.
See, John, when I'm going to Trader Joe's, I'm like shopping, carting it up. I don't have time for that stuff. Mm. Like, I'm getting cauliflower pizzas. I'm getting
Dara's phase of cauliflower pizzas was insane. She opened her freezer and showed me 30 of them.
Not enough. I'm getting cauliflower latkes. I'm getting cauliflower
They're
rice.
They're so good. Yeah.
The last time I went to Trader Joe's, I have since recently switched over to door delivery groceries.
Excuse
Let's
your
talk about
ass?
This. Okay. Let's talk yeah. about this.
I'm a Peapod bitch now. And
what the hell's Peapod?
Oh my God. John, I would never look at you and say Peapod.
I know. That's really off brand for me. Also, people think I'm just a vegetarian, but that's not true either.
That's on brand for you, being a vegetarian.
I know, no. But people would think that I wouldn't do grocery door delivery, right?
Right. No, right. Never.
I know, but I actually hate grocery shopping. That was going to be one of my
dumb. So tell me, so is this like a splurge that you
it's actually
have
not
allowed yourself?
That oh. expensive. If you really look at, because things in New York are kind of more expensive anyways, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, the produce selection isn't that wide, right? But like item by item, wasn't that much more.
Yeah.
Both my partner and I hate grocery shopping like so much that even if it is a little bit more, like if there's like a $6 delivery fee or something, we'll pay it because you save so much time and so much like.
Yes.
I think
energy.
You're like convincing me. Wait, it's
You've
not a meal
me.
Prep program. It's
no,
like a
no,
Fresh
those
Direct.
Are scams and I hate those.
It's like a Fresh Direct
those
where you can
scams.
Actually order your groceries.
Like yeah. So okay. We like, we click and we like add the stuff that we want. Mm-hmm.
Betsy's taking it.
I am psycho cuckoo. So I have a spreadsheet where we can both look at it and Google share it. And he can mark like which items he's already put in. And I mark things as core items. So whenever I look in the cart, I know that... if I didn't get a chance to look at the cart, I know that these items are always going to be added.
Why can't you just look in the cart?
Well, because I don't have time to do that.
But you have time to go in the Excel.
You basically
exactly.
have like a Peapod for
exactly
your
right.
Peapod.
Yeah. So I have because I hate the view on the app and the desktop there and their desktop view. So I have a spreadsheet with all the items that we commonly get. Some of them are marked core.
What are you getting? I love to know people's grocery.
Oh,
carts.
Me too. I love to know the core too.
You want to know my core?
Yeah.
Okay. So some of the core items are like shredded cheddar cheese.
Interesting. You are not on brand. Can I tell you what your core would have been? Mm-hmm. A kale to start. You would have never
That's
started
mine.
With a
That's
shredded
mine.
Cheddar cheese. Like radishes from the ground, carrots from the ground.
I know. I think this is just me.
It's just interesting you're ordering it every week. Because oh, I feel sure. like shredded cheese sits in people's fridge for 30 days.
No, it's not every week. It's every 3 weeks.
Mm.
We go, oh. So we'll do like a big order. And I feel
you
very...
You get your cauliflower pizzas yeah. then.
I've never once ordered cauliflower pizza in my life.
Okay. You just get lotion at Trader Joe's.
I do get my face lotion at Trader Joe's. Okay, so Lactaid, because I'm lactose sensitive.
Why not an oat milk if you're lactose sensitive?
Because I like the Lactaid. I think it's nice.
You have a 90s grocery list, and I love it. It's like refreshing.
I get a bag of Gala apples.
Okay. Yeah, you're not honey crisping it. You are behind the times in food, and I love it.
I have a very suburban mom grocery list.
Yes, I love that. Okay.
Yeah, wait, which Lactaid, the red or the turquoise?
Oh, blue. The red.
What?
Oh, I like it thick. I like my
wait,
milk
there's red,
thick
there's blue,
as
there's turquoise.
Fuck.
Oh.
I like a whole milk.
Cream.
Like, cream.
Oh,
I like
my
milk creamy.
God.
Now, what? Cereal?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, both my partner and I, our Venn diagram mix is that we love sugar cereals. It's like our guilty pleasure. So we will get like Pops. Gotta have my Pops.
I love Pops.
Apple Jacks, Honey Nut Cheerios. He'll get Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I don't like it, but he gets it. And then he also likes anything that has like protein in it. So he'll get like Kellogg's Protein Crunch, stuff
you
like that.
You are killing it.
And so we'll have, it's not uncommon for our cereal shelf, our floating shelf, to have 10 boxes of cereals.
Do you let food go bad?
No. Okay. We eat it all. Yeah. I mean, that's a compliment. We don't have time for that question. It's like complicated.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's a complicated question. Do you let food ever go bad?
So I've been composting like a psychopath. Yeah. And by composting, I mean all my food scraps are in 30,000 different gallon Ziploc bags in my freezer that I promised myself I would bring to a park someday to compost. And now they're taking over my life and I don't know what to do. I'm like, I'll make a broth with that. I'll make a stock with that. I'll do something with that. I'll compost with that. I've done nothing.
You know, Nick and Celeste, who probably listen, throw it in their neighbor's compost.
We don't have. I have to like then walk 20 minutes. Union when I was square. Like, what's square?
Union Square.
Union Square does composting.
I'm not taking that
Take
far.
It to the dog park.
Okay.
Okay.
Composting's too hard on the city.
Okay. Look, we got to get to your first dungeon.
I know, but this is a hot.
I need to revisit this later.
Mm-hmm. What is the first thing you are done with?
Okay.
Don't hold back. Be honest. Name names. Let's hear it.
Okay. The first thing I'm done with is kind of maybe a one's commonly talked about, but I think it's important for me now that I have a channel for it.
Okay.
I am done with people who wear their outside shoes inside. I'm not here for it. I think it's actually scientifically proven to be disgusting, and it's not just a cultural Asian thing, although it is, you know, predominantly, I don't know a single Asian family that wears their shoes inside. Outside shoes inside. We have an area to take off our shoes, we put them on the shoe rack, and then we wear socks or slippers inside. Or if you want to wear like inside shoes, I guess, but that's rare too.
Okay.
The scientists did a swab of outside shoes.
The scientists.
After we wore outside shoes for a month, 93% chance of having fecal bacteria.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I mean, I've never doubted that, but that hasn't. Okay. Don't even stop me. You would think we've talked about this. We have not. And this is a big point of contention for a lot of people.
I have never dated anyone that wore their shoes inside. And if they did, that was like, and is like, this is actually my thing. And if you don't follow it, it's going to be a big thing.
It sometimes bothers me in my own apartment, but not really. It bothers me when I'm in someone else's nice apartment and other people don't take off their shoes. But do you put your suitcase on your bed?
Absolutely not. I don't even sit on my bed with my outside clothes.
Oh, I never thought about that.
I used to be like that.
Oh, no. I don't yet.
Do you like go through like a chamber that's like germs?
I have a double door and then gas comes in and sanitizes me.
Do you have house clothes?
I do, actually. I do. But I'm not consistent. I think this is very in keeping with what you're finding out about me in the beginning of this pod. So I don't put my suitcase. I keep my suitcase. I don't even put it in my bedroom. I pack my suitcase in the living room. I take my shoes off, but then I do weird stuff that's not always consistent. Like if I'm making ice cubes, right? So I have.
Oh, me and Dara have talked about dirty ice on this pod. Does your ice smell?
Oh, no. Oh, I don't know. I don't never smelled my ice.
Ours smell.
Maybe it's because we're like bringing fecal matter into the house.
That's fucked up. You should get that checked
out. Ours always smells like horse shit. And then I'm like, well, that's how my life is.
Literally, our ice
you shouldn't
stinks.
Put up with that.
But John, sometimes you just do.
You have to.
Is that something wrong with your tray?
I don't know. It'll smell either way.
Do you use silicone, soft, or hard trays? Silicone?
Soft.
I think it might be the soft.
But when
trick.
I no, use hard, it's,
I've used
it
plastic,
stinks.
I use yeah, metal, I've used everything.
And have you used filtered water?
Yep.
And that you boil is, it and you get the bubbles and
like honey.
Weird oil.
When the ice stink.
The only way to get good ice cubes around here is to like go to the Arctic and like saw off some of that top layer ice.
That's
I like
true.
Read about
that
it.
That reminds me like in the Fyre Festival documentary when they tried to ship like two trucks of Evian and it couldn't come. God.
That would, I love Evian.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
Evian
go
is very
on.
90s.
Okay. So, when I make the ice cube, I have hard, right? But then I also have an empty Tupperware, like, you know, those takeout containers that I dump the ice out on the table and then I just scoop it all into the Tupperware. So, I don't like having to take the ice out of the tray. So, I just have a container of ice.
I've done this for parties.
Okay. Exactly.
That's so funny. I feel like if I were to ever do that, I wouldn't be conscious of it. And be able to tell people that I've ever done that. Like, I feel like you're very deliberate about everything, and your home is probably beautiful.
Home, from when you've posted, it does look very organized.
I think my home is my therapy, my free therapy.
I feel that.
Like, if I really need to think something through, I will, like, vacuum. And that's my compulsion.
You kind of do that.
That's
Bets.
What I just told Tara before this.
Vacuuming is still so good.
cleaning my home. Do you use Grove?
What's Grove?
Changed my life.
What's Grove?
It's like a subscription service for cleaning stuff.
No way.
It changed the game for me.
So I don't buy cleaners though. I don't buy multi-surface cleaner because I think it's a scam.
They give you these tiny packets that you, so that you don't waste bottles.
Oh.
And then you pour it in this cute glass bottle they give you and then fill it with water.
Oh.
So it's trying to get rid of waste.
Oh, I like that.
And it's all natural stuff.
Okay.
We'll talk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Grove, I'm going to look it up. But I just cut my, I use half water, half vinegar.
Oh. Sometimes vinegar is too strong for certain things. I can't explain to you how confucking fused I got looking up how to clean floors. Every blog says don't use any of the cleaners that they tell you to use to clean wood floors. Like the Murphy's oil, they're like, don't use that. Like, you're an idiot if you use that. And I'm like, that's the it's what
I
it says.
I love Murphy's oil.
It's a, don't, it says don't use it. Also, stainless steel is ruined by everything. I don't even know. Like, I'm scared to even touch.
There's like specific stainless steel cleaner.
Yeah, I'm scared to use any of them because the internet yells at you. No, they're all like, and it's like, you got to wipe it with the grain. I'm like, what fucking grain?
I don't see it yet. I don't think I've ever cleaned stainless steel like that.
I have a confession. Yeah. In my old apartment, I sprayed all the stainless steel appliances with like a bleach concoction and it rusted immediately. And I never told anybody. But the lighting was not that great. So like you couldn't see all the red dots everywhere.
Oh, no.
And that's, I think that's where my new fear of my new appliances is coming from.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
One time I was just so impulsive. I decided to spray paint something white inside my apartment without like fully laying down newspaper or stuff. And I got like some sprinkles of white. And my partner was like, hey, where does this from? I was like, I don't know.
That's so weird. I don't know.
I have no idea.
Sprinkles of white. Okay, I don't know.
So when, let's go back to your dad. So when you go into other people's spaces, does it bother you? When people come to your home, do you make them take off their shoes?
I do like
Is it sometimes awkward? Tell us.
And can I... question, what if you know that someone has really gross feet?
Yeah, because we feel weird about our feet. And my feet are so sweaty that my feet look soaking wet when I take my shoes off.
Honestly, same.
So tell us.
I think that you've raised a lot of really good points. You raise a lot of good points. Okay, so
that said, I'm on your side.
No, I know.
Me too.
I mean, like, it's also like, if you're not, that's fine. Like, this is my, I'll take this to the grave.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take it to the grave.
You should.
Take it to the grave.
Take this to your grave, Fall Out Boy.
I before they got
don't back. Get her started on it.
Do you know Take This to Your Grave?
Honey, I invented it.
Okay, let's talk about me as a visitor first.
Okay.
Okay, so when I'm visiting, I first of all just do a quick visual assessment and also like see, well, also it's like if it's a white person, chances are they probably... or a shoes on kind of house, apartment, right? And so I just do an assessment. If it's like very messy and like I can see some spots of grime on the floor, I'll keep my shoes on because that's my choice. And if you are somehow a shoes off place, you'll let me know, right?
Right.
But if I go over to a place and it's like looks neat, I'll take my shoes off because that's okay. I'll just, my socks are just my socks and I'll clean my socks when I go home, you know, put them in the dirty hamper.
Have you ever worn dirty socks?
Yes. I usually wear my socks for 2 days.
Sometimes I do.
I feel like you just can, though. I feel like you could wear a pair of socks for a year and it would smell like angels'
no,
butts.
I will say I don't. I'm one of those people who don't sweat much.
I knew it.
And I'm not just saying that, like, you know, I don't sweat. It's such a privilege. But it is a privilege.
Yeah.
You need to check it.
I don't sweat often.
I
and even
don't
in gym when I was in middle
either.
School, I didn't have to wear, like, tons of Old Spice.
Wow. You wearing Old Spice? I can't. Okay. What's the next part?
Okay. So let's say you come to my place, right? I'll say.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, girls. Hey, guys. Welcome.
Hey.
Come on
hey.
In.
Okay.
Take your shoes off if you'd
place.
Like to.
Cool shoe shelves.
I'm going to keep mine on.
Yeah, me too. My feet are gross. My feet are
my
wet.
Toenails are gross right now.
oh, it's okay. I'll give you some slippers here.
You have them?
Mm-hmm. I have some guest slippers if you okay. really need them. Now, if you're like, if I can tell, like,
you're scared.
If you really have a thing, I won't push it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then when they leave, you go hard.
I will black them out on the spreadsheet I have.
The spreadsheet. No, I just, not getting from Peapod again.
Never, never.
That's very nice of you, I think.
I won't push because whatever. You have your thing. Also, like, you know, it's fine.
I also think in New York, it's just, or like any city, it's just you walk more and there's grosser. It always smells like pee.
There's grosser stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like my dog doesn't get a, you know, get out of free jail card. Because like I will wipe his feet when he comes in.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
He of all people.
Yeah, yeah. Because he does step in pee sometimes. And like his own. His own. Yeah. His own, yeah.
Okay.
So that's just.
You know, do you let him on the bed?
Absolutely not.
Oh my God, what?
No, he's 80 pounds.
Oh, big
he's
guy.
He's a greyhound.
Big boy.
Yeah, he's like a full
you have
size.
A greyhound?
Yeah.
He's like I think I've seen your pic.
Yeah, he's a full size rescue greyhound.
Oh, does he wear a coat?
Yes, he
shoes?
Has to.
Doesn't he wear shoes outside?
He is not really, he doesn't really need them because he doesn't do a lot of, like, he stays on the path. Like,
okay.
You know, he doesn't go in weird
is
places.
Is he shy or skittish?
He's very quiet.
A lot
sweet.
Of them are, aren't they?
Greyhounds usually don't even bark.
Was he a runner?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
He ran for twice as long as normal ones because I guess he was a winner. But aww. He ran
he's
113 races and he won 11, which I guess is good.
I literally love him.
Yeah, his name is Yahoo.
Okay, I know I Yahoo and Pix.
Yeah,
wait,
yeah,
is
yeah.
it like okay to make them run? Is that what they want to do?
Absolutely not.
No, and they're abused.
Yes.
And they just like dump their bodies when
exactly.
they're done.
So it's just, they're just like, you know, livestock. Like they're
yeah.
money makers.
Aww.
But it's now illegal in Florida where he.
Where that's like the only place they do it.
After those midterm elections. It's Florida and I think like one of the Virginias.
In Illinois. I've seen it in Illinois.
Yeah. It's
a long time
so
ago.
So Florida was a big one, which is where we rescued him. But now it's going to be illegal in 2020. So
I love greyhounds.
They're very sweet.
And
actually.
I love Italian greyhounds. They're
the
so
tiny guys.
Like tiny yeah. and thin.
Yeah, exactly.
What would you do if someone was in your house, a good friend, and they, with their shoes, put it on your couch or your coffee table?
I would probably say something politely.
Like, how do you say
like,
it?
Like, if they just have, like, so much bravado, they feel like, I'd say, like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry to be, like, so annoying, but you have to take off your shoes.
Yeah.
You guys do now.
No, we both get weird at our own apartments, not to each other, but, like, if I'm in your home and I see someone do something naughty that they shouldn't be doing, it makes me uncomfortable. Yeah. Like, people, if they come to your house and they're putting their shoes up on your couch, I'm like, where are you?
And I'm like a gross person, mm-hmm. kind of. Like, not to brag. Like,
yeah.
Like, I won't always feel gross after completely putting my body against a subway pole. Like, I will let my bare ass sit on the subway seat, like, if my skirt
you
flies
do.
Up. Like, I just don't care. And it is still appalling to me when people think it's normal to put shoes you've worn outside on a couch that, like, someone rests their head.
Yeah, because couches and beds, those are supposed to be, like, little den areas.
Mm-hmm.
You know? They're special, like, places to burrow.
Ryan thinks it's not okay I put my inside slippers on my couch.
That's
debatable.
That's debatable.
I think it's fine.
Okay. I think that's fine, actually.
Okay.
Like,
no one's peeing on the floor.
Exactly.
Well,
yeah.
That I know of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
John, this was a great done and
okay.
controversial.
And I think it's people, there's no gray area. I think people have a feeling, one or the other, because it's how you were raised.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, you're
it
right.
It can be polarizing.
Wow, I was raised a monster.
So you guys are, wait, time out. Just to clarify, you guys are both shoes off people.
I'm actually trying to train myself to be more shoes off.
I
feel weird asking
off.
People to take their shoes off.
It can be hard, yeah.
I say, yeah, if you want, but we're mostly shoes off. I just kick them off. And now that I have slippers that I love, I put them on as soon as I walk in.
Exactly. And this it's probably a new startup that's making them, right?
Ugg.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I have some Uggs too. I got like hand-me-down Uggs. John,
mm-hmm.
please hit us with your second done.
My second done is also going to divide some party lines.
Mm-hmm.
I am done with Froyo shops. I'm so over it.
Okay, there's a lot to go into here. Okay, now give us examples.
Okay, so we all know, you know, the front runner, 16 handles. Then we got what, like fucking Red Mango.
And that's like so 2000.
And we have just all these other smatterings.
I can't believe you didn't say Pinkberry.
I know.
Yeah, well, sure, Pinkberry, yeah.
I wanted to move to New York because of Horatio Sands like owned a Pinkberry and I wanted to go there.
Wait, what about... have you had pressed juiceries, cold pressed juice ice?
Yeah, juice ice.
Whatever. Have you had it? Cold pressed ice cream, but it's all plant based.
Cold pressed ice cream. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what cold pressed ice cream is.
You know, cold pressed juice. It's like that, but frozen. And
I feel like
chocolate
we think
you
would like it, but you probably want it.
I like Jamba Juice. No, I'm just joking. Yeah. No. I don't.
I'll have it at Penn Station. Okay. So what are you done with? Just that there are shops dedicated to this one thing and they have buffet of gummy worms?
Okay. Here's what I'm done. It's not like I don't like Froyo.
Okay.
I think frozen yogurt as in itself is fine. I just do not like the way it's so uninspiredly marketed towards us. The concepts for all of them are the same. They all look like the inside of a Tamagotchi. You know, there's always extremely positive music playing, and that's it. And then everything costs $700.
Yeah, everything is minimum $8. Wait, so but if you like Froyo, but where else are you going to get Froyo if not at one of these places?
I just don't know. I mean, like that's part of the problem, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't. There should be another.
If you can't be part of the solution, then you're part of
the
problem.
Because you can't have ice cream.
Yeah. I mean, I also like ice cream. I prefer ice cream.
But can you eat it? Or do you just freeze your lactate?
No, I mean, like, I'll eat it, but it'll be bad for the people I'm around later.
Got it.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You had to have the Van Leeuwen vegan ice cream.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's really
good.
That's
$9 for one scoop.
Now, see, the weird thing about me is I'm fine paying for Van Leeuwen. I'm actually
delivered to your door.
I'm actually
into it. I love Van Leeuwen so much.
So do I, but I can't.
Their Earl Grey ice cream, their pistachio ice cream, I've had their mini sun. I mean, I like Van Leeuwen. And I think it's like good quality. I'm willing to pay money for something that I think is really good quality.
Mm-hmm. I'm just like craving Dairy Queen soft serve.
Actually,
right
now. I could eat one. Oh, I could scarf one down.
Oh my God. I'm craving 16 handles since you said it.
So that's back to the aesthetic of a 16 handles and all of these is you're like blowing my mind with this epiphany. It's that they're like so welcoming and fun, but also completely sterile, but also really gross.
Like it's not like bleach.
Like it's like it's totally soulless, and everything is like hard and plastic and colorful. And that's like you feel like you're on the inside of a toy. And it's like, who thought of that? Yes, we know that dessert is fun, but who thought that Froyo specifically should be like we're walking into a baby RS or something?
No.
And the whole shtick is that like you can eat your face off and it's low cal or like whatever, when really it's just like all these chemicals.
I feel like, and here's also what it is. I feel like what you can get from a Froyo shop, you can also easily get for free an all you can eat normal buffet. Do you know what I mean? You know how they have those?
No, but that's not right. Low cal.
Yeah, but it's like you're still hitting that spot.
Yeah.
And it's not grainy. Then you're getting a real good soft serve.
Yeah, and you're getting toppings.
Toppings. And you've also had that meal before.
Right? Honey, oh, yeah, I you had 1,000 shrimp.
You guys are making me hungry. No.
And horny.
And hungover.
I hate when they're like, and how many toppings do you want? And it's $17,000 for each topping. And they put like 3 strawberries. 3 like gummy bears.
Oh, and they're weighing your ass to hell.
And I get, you know, we have one successful kind of industry. You want to have copies of it, but the topping selections are the same.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing different from one to the next.
No, there's not.
There's always Captain Crunch at a Froyo
place.
Yeah,
there is. Yeah. But have you had Snow Days?
Okay, I love Snow Days.
Yeah, Snow Days
kind of
rolls.
What?
Snow Days was on The Prophet. Do you watch that show?
Yes. Marcus Lemonis. He's from my town.
Oh, no.
My parents see him at like a Mexican restaurant near them.
Oh my God. Blows my mind.
His
number
body
one. Every time
his
he turns
Hermes
around,
belt.
I like shit my pants.
If you're wondering what pear shaped is, he's pear shaped.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Look him up right now. His wife is really, really old.
No.
Have you looked her up?
Do you know who his wife is? His wife used to own a store in the town that I grew up in, and she like knew my family friends, but would never give them discounts.
Okay, that's
because she was a smart lady.
So Snow Days was on the profit, and I was so excited because the guy who owns it seems really nice, and he saves it, and it seems like it's great again.
Wait, it was on the profit? Why was Snow Days doing bad?
They expanded too quickly. Mm-hmm. Their locations were too big and they were like outdating themselves and not staying up to date. None of their locations were matching each other's vibes. And they were just like spending too much money. And they made them have more like Asian themed candies and different treats.
Exactly. Because it's...
You can get that shit anywhere.
Like they have mochi now.
Like, that's fun. You can get the other toppings anywhere is what
yeah.
I'm saying.
Yeah, but I do. I've only been to the Snow Days on 1st and 10th.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about New York City for everyone who's listening. but there's also one I know in Prospect Heights, right? Or in this area, isn't there?
I think so. And there's another one in this city.
Okay.
Wait, where's Big Gay Ice Cream? There's one near there.
Westville.
In the West Village.
There's one in the Westville,
and there's one in the East
Okay,
Village,
see, that is too fast. Because
and there's one uptown because I remember like Googling it once when I first moved here and being like, I have to go to this place.
Too fast, too furious. He got his ass saved by the Prophet.
Mm-hmm. That is so fascinating because I've always watched the Prophet and be like, man, these places suck.
I know. It was really interesting to watch a good one.
Because I love Snow Days so
much. You should watch it.
It's weird when the Prophet reveals that like the owner like is super scammy and trying to like weasel himself out of it. Like, that's always weird.
Yeah.
The way they react to Marcus is insane. And he's like, you know what? I don't freaking need you. I'm here to help you. Mm-hmm. And then he turns around and walks away. And I go, holy shit, his body every time.
Stop.
Okay. Okay.
That's blowing my mind because I've only had good experiences at Snow Days.
I know. Well, yeah. You will continue to mm-hmm. because it's better than ever.
Yeah. I mean, but maybe I'm also biased because it is like an Asian heavy thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here for like the grass jelly and like the condensed milk, you know, very Asian stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's Taiwanese shaved ice. Yeah.
Snow Days is?
Taiwanese shaved
ice. Okay. Yeah. I never had it.
I'm starving. Okay.
Because they don't have a vegan one.
Oh.
But I've been.
Oh, that's right.
And I watched my friends Caroline Cotter and Yoni.
Are vegan.
Yeah.
We'll
talk.
Yeah.
What?
No, I just remember, I just suddenly got a flash of the last time I talked to your fiance.
Oh.
It was like a year and a half ago.
Was he eating like a hamburger?
No, we were at a mutual friend's wedding reception, like a bar wedding reception.
Wait,
Cowgirl? Aaron Jackson's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was talking to him there.
At the Green Building.
No, at Cowgirl.
Oh, at Cowgirl. Right.
And I just remember talking to him at the bar now. He's a nice face.
I know. Oh, yeah. I have pictures of you guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You guys are dating now.
These two.
That's your partner, right?
Right. You guys went home. Okay.
Yeah, he made you take your shoes off. Okay.
Yeah.
John.
So to speak.
What is your Thoid done? And again, we're going to ask you to not hold back on this one.
Or piss us off.
Okay, we're going to go for the pop culture ref. My last done is Halsey and anything Halsey related.
Is she the one who painted on Saturday Night Live?
I don't know, but I actually...
I didn't know that either.
I'm actually very nice. Like, and I think that's really apparent. I'm, you know, people think of me as angelic usually. But I just could not get on board with Halsey. I couldn't. Okay. I couldn't from the start. You know, she does that song like, him and I.
Wait, what's her first hit?
In post, you probably can't insert Halsey because like credits and like whatever, rights. But her voice is just so particular and it kind of is, she kind of defined this kind of wave of music where it's like, I call it like, victimish girl singing.
Whoa.
I don't know. I know maybe that's not what she stands for, but I just couldn't get on board with her.
She stands for living off of the Halsey stop and naming herself after it.
No way.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
You know this?
That's what her thing is, I think.
Oh my, now see, I can't even, now.
She's not from New York.
Okay, it seems.
She just like worked hard living off of that L train stop.
Oh.
Or not L, JMZ? What's L,
there's
right?
A couple. The Jamesy has it too.
Okay. I actually pulled up her Spotify because I knew
just,
I was
gonna... I think you can play a little and then...
Well, I'll get like a kind of vibe of
I don't know anything about her. besides that she painted like Ryan a weird face.
Ryan has told
face.
Me stuff about her. She always looks different. She never looks the same twice. Her hair changes. I love it.
You know who she is like? The victim girly type. It's that, was it like Paramore?
Okay.
See, I like Paramore.
Yeah.
Then I think you like her.
No, I
don't. That's Haley. Okay.
I'm full of contradictions. I know, but you hear this? Oh.
I love it. I'm never going to seek it out.
I can't.
Look, I'm never going to seek it out, but I go to the gym now, and if it comes on, I'm going to go harder than I've ever gone before.
It's so what gets you off when you hear it?
She's like, come on, pump it up, let's go.
No, she's not.
Yeah, she is.
No,
she is. To you guys.
Absolutely
I'm getting
not.
It in my message.
She's like, I'm here now.
No, she's
like,
not.
Yeah.
She's like, tell me that it's done. And I'm like, yes,
yeah,
no,
it's all on
no,
the back of her
but
throat.
No, but yeah, it sounds like she's, the lyrics
underwater.
Are up here, but the delivery is back here. You know what I mean?
Yes, John, yes. Jeez,
that's what it is. I'd rather you just fucking give it to me.
I actually don't care, but that Betsy is saying that she's like, come on, everybody, let's go. It's like not how this works.
Do you know who Dolly Parton does that, okay?
I love Dolly,
and
too.
And I love Dolly, too. Take it back.
Yeah, and get this. I love Kacey Musgraves now, too.
I like Kacey Musgraves.
Well, guess
we're
what?
Not talking
about Halsey lived in a car off of the L train. I just remembered that. I hate
people who make shit up about themselves as a form of, like, origin stories.
I just...
Only what's-her-name can live in a car.
Who?
My hands are small, I know, but
Jewel. That Funnier Die Vid, when she karaoke's her own song, man, that is a gold mine.
Wait, but she lived in a car, and that
she actually lived in a car.
That's fine.
On Halsey.
That's
and yet fine. She named herself Jewel.
That's
so.
Fine. And I'm here for Jewel. I think we've all been here for Jewel.
Big
no,
time.
People have not been here for Jewel.
Do you remember? Follow your heart, your intuition.
Is that what she was trying to
yeah,
be
cool? I was a fan.
Your intuition.
That song is mad and naughty.
It was featured in a lot of leg hair commercials.
Oh my god,
wait,
maybe that's
Venus
what they
intuition.
Were playing.
Yeah.
Oh my god, remember the Venus razor?
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, Mom, I need that. She's like, Betsy, that's $12. And we got like the dollar Bic ones
exactly.
instead, and I just hacked my legs up.
Exactly. Exactly.
Your intuition. Oh my god, what a good callback.
There's no need to give my life direction.
So where is she now? I guess it doesn't matter.
Jewel?
I'm happy for Jewel.
Her family is like on that reality TV show where they like fish for trout or live off the land or whatever.
Catfishers
sure.
or
I'm sure she's doing that, or she's in some sort of tiny house installment.
Or she's on The Voice.
Absolutely.
I would love that.
I would like that a lot. I would like that because especially after this past Super Bowl,
who's
I'm really
current?
Done with Maroon 5.
Ew, get it. Honestly,
it was really,
ew.
It wasn't for me.
It
was for nobody.
Me.
I don't think it was for me.
It was
ew.
For the middle of the country. Women in the middle of the country who are like,
I have to say,
to
straight men in the middle of the country could not have been pleased with that performance.
I don't think
no,
so.
No, women.
I don't think
I know,
so.
But... It's like
but
straight
the Super
men who are like
four men.
Right.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Wait, yeah, you're right. So,
I
yeah,
don't
okay,
know what
you're
argument
right.
I'm making.
So, on The Voice, who do we have? Gwen?
No, not Gwen anymore. It's someone else.
Mariah Carey.
No, it's Katy Perry, right?
Oh, Katy
Perry.
Katy Perry,
yeah that's real. Oh.
I love her.
I do too. But
I like Katy. I think she's fun.
I
she
like
knows,
Katy too.
She knows her lane.
I feel bad for Katy.
I feel bad for two.
Okay.
Or two.
So,
I don't know
you
why.
You feel bad
though.
For her? Why?
Ever
I feel
since
like
that like YouTube
doc?
Video of
what?
Her doing therapy on camera was like devastating. It was really awkward.
I think
weird
people
for
think
me.
She isn't talented, and she is, and that's really
I
rude.
Think she is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anyways.
I think she just has to find her footing again in what it means to be in pop culture now.
Yeah.
And that's on The Voice, which is.
But she still
good.
Performed at the Grammys next to. She was with Kacey, Miley, and Dolly.
Uh-huh.
She was up there, and uh-huh. she was the worst one.
Okay, well.
Really?
Yeah.
Miley, okay. I think, is really on the upswing.
Oh, God. Give me more.
I've adored Miley's brassy low notes for a long time.
Because Miley knows who she is.
She really does.
People thought that, I mean, she didn't. People thought she was having like a Britney Spears blackout meltdown. But she really was just doing Miley.
Mm-hmm.
And she's figuring it out and what that means. But she always stays true to herself. And she's married and I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
She has, to be a part of that Hemsworth family is to be like in heaven. They are, and
don't forget about the Cyrus family. And yeah. Don't forget, I wrote away to Billy Ray Cyrus when I was little and he sent me back a signed picture.
Oh my God.
I think maybe shirtless.
Huh.
What song of his did you like?
Don't break my heart. Yeah.
My achy, breaky heart.
Okay, I'm like blushing. All right.
It's like a Tonka toy. Anyways, to bring it all back,
yes.
Halsey is not for me, and I think I've stopped because there's so much hype around her, and I think she does a lot of collabs, like she's in a lot of top 40s.
She's always
in these collabs
because she's not gonna overcome the song because exactly. Her voice is in the back of her throat.
Exactly.
She's like, I'm singing over
and,
here.
You know, and I'm like,
and it's not like I don't love a soft voice. I mean, we all love Casey.
Come on.
I mean, and I she has like Casey. Sometimes ethereal, sometimes just mellow voice. And,
pitch perfect.
And it's just it's out of this world, that whole album.
But now Halsey can't do that. She can only be the girl on the song.
You guys, I have very little idea who this woman is.
Right. So I guess my done,
right.
Maybe it's not just, I'm not canceling her, but I'm canceling my energy and my effort to try to be.
Get to know her.
Yeah, exactly, to try to be, entertained by her.
Okay.
It's not for me. I'm done with that in my life.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know very what well you said. Want, mm-hmm. And it's not her.
Yeah.
John, these were amazing duns.
Oh, my God.
We are going to ask you to take a little nap while Betsy and I discuss your duns and
absolutely.
really give you the final dun that you should be done with.
I can't wait. This has been a true delight.
Mm-hmm.
Great. So there's some puppies over there you can just play with.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, Tara.
Yeah.
So, John, the first thing. Done with was having outside shoes inside.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks it's disgusting and we can never tell him, but we already did that. We both do that.
Well, sometimes when I go to your apartment, I'm like, should I take my shoes off? And you're like, no, but I feel like I should now, always.
And me to you, too. The last time I was there specifically, I said I was too tired to take my shoes off.
I know, because by the time we get to each other's apartments, we're really tired and I feel like we have foot problems, and so it's like a lot of work to take off our shoes.
It is. Okay, so we can do that. He can be done with it in his house.
I think he's already done with it.
I do too.
So he's solved this. All right. He has many solutions.
You're right.
Okay. He's done with frozen yogurt.
Shops. Well, they're freaky and wacky.
They're also a very 90s or early aughts thing.
Early aughts thing for sure.
Which I feel like John has a lot of connection to that stuff.
Cereal. Serendipity is probably his favorite movie.
Lincoln's dad edited that movie.
Oh my God.
And whenever we go to that ice cream shop, they welcome us with open arms.
To get just the gold kidding. Sundae?
No. I ate that
you got
for
it
work.
Recently. I know. That was really early aughts of you. Okay.
Yeah. Tasted like shit. Oops. I'm done with it. Okay. I feel like sometimes the craving strikes and you just need to go in there when you're alone and like do your thing. Fill up on chemicals and Oreos.
I know. Sometimes you just need to get that feeling out.
And like when you take the little cup and it squirts out, it's very cathartic.
I know. But now that we told John that Snow Days is back, John can just go to Snow Days.
Right.
Okay.
I don't think he ever thought it was gone, but you're right.
I know.
Okay, Halsey, I think we're both on the same page. He's gotta be done with this woman. She is ruining
John alive.
I mean, I've never seen someone who feels so attacked by someone he's never met.
I know. Well, what she's doing is offensive.
It's offensive to him. It's and seeing what it's doing to him. She would wear her shoes all throughout his house.
She is, in a way.
And we're gonna ask her, take them off.
Okay.
We're not having you here. John, you can come back.
Hey, oh my God. Those puppies were so cute.
Really?
They're the Super Bowl puppies.
Yes. Oh my God. Rentals.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like greyhounds, but
smaller.
In a good
smaller.
Way.
Smaller, and they probably were came from a puppy mill.
Yes. Yeah,
which is wonderful. So, John, we really deliberated, and we decided together that the thing of these that you should be most done with is Halsey. What she is doing to your psyche, yeah. to your well-being, to your health, to your physical well-being, all of it, it's infuriating. And I don't want to see you like that. She is walking through your home with her shoes on, and she's got paint and shit on it because she lives in her car. And she's bringing all that stuff from the street into your home.
It's just so.
And heart and head.
It's just going to be really hard because I keep seeing her charting tops. I mean.
You don't have to keep looking at those charts. Get rid of those charts. It's ruining you by staring at those. It's,
and I don't get it. I don't get it.
You have to stop printing the charts out and hanging them in your home. Okay.
Yeah,
number
for
one.
For one.
All right. I guess I'm done with it. I'm done with it. That feels good to say.
Right?
You
I'm
don't
done
need
with
to
it.
Invest any time in
I don't need
her.
To know why. I don't
Skip
need to
it,
know why.
Put
don't
it,
engage.
Give it a thumbs down when
and,
it comes up on your Spotify.
Text me the song so I can put it on my gym playlist that I have yet to make.
I'm not done with you getting
I know.
Into
me
that.
Neither. Next time we see Betsy, she's going to be like really bulk from listening to like emo music.
At the gym, I go hard to top pop hits. And I'm like Shazamming the whole time trying to figure out what song they're playing because I always love it too much. Mm-hmm. But anyways, so this is your life now without Halsey.
Maybe, and you look amazing. Maybe I should stop even saying it.
Yeah. You look amazing. You've Thanks. Never looked better.
Your
You've never
skin
seemed
looks
healthier.
Amazing today.
Your mm-hmm. skin is clear.
It's not the face wash. It's your new state of mind and being.
It feels really good.
Good.
Thank you guys both.
Thank you, John. Go look out for Kiko Suarez on some shows. Mm-hmm. Listen.
Always blows my mind. Beautiful.
Always.
By the way.
Oh, thank you.
Always.
Thank you. I was blessed. That's I know. Good cheekbones.
I know.
And it's so funny.
I think I'm probably going to go get Van Leeuwen's now.
The last time I went to the one over here was $9 for one scoop. I'm not kidding. I was pissed.
And I'm going
to
pay for it.
Yeah.
I'm going to get points on my
card. And I'm
card.
Tipping.
Your tip. I'm going to tip 25 cents.
You have to tip a dollar.
I don't tip a dollar.
John won.
Okay, fine.
A quarter.
Okay, so that is more than some other people give.
Not me. not me. Tara looks shocked.
I sound cheap.
I like when people are like stand proud with what they tip. Yeah. I think it's nice.
It depends totally on my mood. Sometimes if they're really great, I'll give a dollar. If it was just fine, I'll give 25 cents.
What do you get for coffee?
For coffee? What do you mean? Like I don't usually buy coffee out actually.
Okay.
What do you give to yourself?
Okay. I have an espresso at home.
Oh, now you are literally getting us at every turn.
Wow, choose your own adventure.
I have a question that I don't know what the answer will be. Do you watch TV?
Oh my God, I have no idea. We guess?
Okay, because he could watch.
I don't think he watches a lick
I don't
of it.
Either, but would love.
Now, what do you mean?
Do you watch reality television?
Is that like Queer Eye?
Anything.
You watch TV.
Yeah, I watch TV.
Okay,
Guys, I'm not fucking insane. yeah, I'm watching Schitt's Creek right now.
Oh, I've heard that's so funny.
It is
funny.
I've
heard it's God, very
I just, it's so funny. And I just finished Big Mouth, which, you know, blew my socks off.
Mm-hmm.
I said blew my socks off. Okay, I am stuck in the early 2000s.
Yeah, we know Betsy's seen a person whose socks were literally blown off them.
What? I watched a person get hit by a car and their socks were knocked off.
don't talk about that. That's dark.
This podcast knows all about
it. You're
like
crying. I'm like, and it's the funniest story I've ever heard.
You saw
in
someone
Soho,
get hit by a car?
In Soho, this woman got hit by a car and her socks flew off.
Actually, I know we're coming to the end, but I will tell you the most gruesome thing I've ever seen in New York City.
Yeah, let's end on this.
Do you remember I used to live in Astoria, and one time...
Is that the gruesome thing?
Yeah, I used to live...
Got your asses!
Bye, thank you guys so much. No, I used to live in Astoria, and, you know, there was news reports, like, train delays, and someone had jumped,
mm-hmm.
right? But the tracks were above ground.
No.
You know? And
no.
So
no, 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 no.
I saw one of
no.
the... It wasn't in action, but on my walk home, I did see like one of the appendages like there because there was a crime scene.
You gotta name the appendage now.
It was a foot, and it had a shoe on it.
So the socks were not
You can't say that. When I was on a train that happened to, they made us not look.
This is New York fucking city. This is fucking dark as fuck.
That's fucked up.
It's really fucked. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that story that we can end our podcast on.
That was really nice.
I recycle my Nespresso pods. I just want to let everyone know that.
Honestly, those are killing the world. I'm glad you mentioned
Okay, you pod.
I pod. Well, Nespresso, you can...
I like those machines.
You can go to their website and get... When you order Nespresso pods, you can get a free shipping label and bag, polymer bag. So you put the pods in the polymer bag and send it back in UPS for free.
Okay.
So I don't feel bad about it.
Okay. Hey. All right. Thank you.
This was wonderful talking with you. Your duns were fabulous. I'm glad we changed your life by getting Halsey out of it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you both. I mean, I can't say thank you enough. This was free therapy this is really for me.
Of course. Oh, yeah. Of course it is. We will charge you later.
Okay.
And we don't take insurance.
It's not bad though. Thank you
guys. It's a quarter, which is apparently all you pay.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast. Subscribe on Apple iTunes, on Forever Dog Network, or wherever you get your podcasts. And that's it. Thanks, Dar.
Thanks, Bats.
Thanks, Emma. Forever
Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Done is produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Emma Foley. Music by Brooks Allison. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ Forever Dog Team, and liking our page on Facebook.